Right, hello everyone, and welcome back to Triple Hop, the podcast dedicated to our love of the craft beer scene. Each episode is normally dedicated to a particular brewery, beer or style, but whilst we're in isolation and we're keeping social distancing, we're going to try and do a show virtually once every week. So we've got Simon.
Hello.
And we have got the return of Ed. Craft beer Bob, there he is, waving his hand. So what we're going to do, we're going to keep the shows to about half an hour in duration. So what we're going to do is literally drink a different beer each from the UK. We're going to review it, and whilst we're reviewing it, we're just going to talk about different stuff. So what have we got? I've got Subtle from Cloudwater and the Vale. There it is.
Wow.
Ed, what have you got? Ed's got Don't Tell Gus.
I have indeed, yeah. I've
got the Track and Highland Park and Green Cheek Triple IPA, 10%. What could go wrong?
Bars along as well, because, proper glass.
Nice. Yeah, look at that. We've seen that on many a post. Right, okay, so it's good to have you back, Ed. You're not touring Europe because you're on lockdown. Good to have you back on.
So it's good, yeah. No excuses, eh? Couldn't exactly say I was in Spain or Italy, could I?
Absolutely not. Or eating dog food or cat food up in Aberdeen or wherever you were spotted. Right, okay. So, we'll do what we normally do. So what have you enjoyed the most over the last week or so? We'll start with you, Simon.
I'm just going to say the last beer I had, not the last beer because I've had a few tonight, but yesterday I had Brewdog and Northern Monk Session IPA from Morrison's, and right. £3. The Vermont Sessions 5.2%, absolutely fine. Really, could get a few of those in. Just tastes all right. It's a bit of a bit like Love and Hate. It's one of those ones that you can probably pick up a load of and just keep them in the fridge. It's definitely worth checking out.
I didn't even know that one was coming out.
Yeah, Morrison's have got quite a few new things in their range. Northern Monk, a few Buxton. And maybe some Siren, something like that. But not too shabby, really. But I thought it was all right.
Very good. And what about you, Ed?
I was fortunate enough to have a Cantillon Brabante recently, and it was an absolutely insane beer, and I can't really get over it. So that is my favourite beer I've had recently. I haven't had anything from the US, so I can't really dick swing about that. but that really sort of made it for me. And the day that's been going on has been great because, of course, Verdant have been off games. So, that's what I have to say. What about you, sir?
Well, before I talk about that, when you're talking about Daya, what was the best Daya you've had over the last few weeks? Because you've had a few, haven't you?
I have, and it was definitely the Track, and who else was in that collab?
Verdant, the I Got
Verdant,
You.
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
Great can art, fabulous bit of brewing? Brewing. So that was a great beer, and that really, really made it. And I've got some glue on the go, everything. And absolutely fantastic. Really starting to feel, starting to feel the love from Daya at the moment.
I've had quite a lot of Daya recently, actually. Had a few glue. The Something Good 1 and 2 were really, really decent. Something Good 1, especially, really sort of like dank, like a proper dank, almost like West Coast IPA. Pretty clean, clear, really nice. And number 2 was weird because it was the Harlequin hops, which are new UK hops, and they're really kind of earthy, really dank, like sweaty, a bit like mosaic. In fact, almost like an amped up mosaic, really kind of a bit cheesy, you know. Still good though.
Nice, sounds great. Mm. So in terms of myself, US-wise, I've just spoiled myself with this Monkish, which is a triple, which is called Thanks for All the Meatballs or something. Triple, it's lovely, absolutely fantastic. But UK-wise, I've had some decent stuff over the last week. I think the best one that I've had is probably Nada from Polly's Brewco.
Yeah.
Which I thought was fantastic. Reminded me a lot of a day, actually. You know, it's very crisp.
It does, doesn't it? I had that last night too. And yeah. Wow. It was so dairy.
Yeah.
I didn't actually take a photo of it, so I didn't bang it on Insta. But I absolutely was thinking, whilst drinking this, this tastes so dare. And I still call them Locker Polly because I like the story. I can remember the episode when we did them.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I like that. I like the horse stable story, so I like the Locker Polly bit. But yeah, it really, really, those guys are onto something good. And yeah, they're from Wales, I think, like that.
And after I saw your review, Neil, I put in an order on Honest Brew for quite a few Pollys. Yeah. So I've got some coming next week, hopefully. So.
Well, that one that we had, the Pines or whatever it was called,
yeah, it was great.
A few episodes ago, I thought was really good as well.
Yes.
And Matt was, it's a shame that Matt's not here right now. Hopefully he'll be able to get to join us before the episode's out. But he was saying that that Oh My was really excellent too.
Yeah, so, yeah.
They're on a bit of a roll at the minute. So, you know, as Ed was saying, you know, the US imports are drying up a bit with the virus. So buying more from home, I've had some winners and I've had the biggest challenge that I've had, I've got to say, is the Hop City from which I didn't get on with at all. And very Sabro heavy. We had to start drinking in a minute, so let's get on to this. So I've got this Subbles. So it was meant to come out for Cloudwater Friends and Family with the annual re-release.
Yeah, that's right.
Subbles, it got pulled. I wonder why. I reckon that they might have had some issues with it. So here it is.
Yeah, so lots of mixed reviews, mainly bad, to be honest.
Yes, and I didn't get on with that Hop City, so I'm a little wary of this. I'm looking at the colour of it. It's looking a little bit like dishwater. I'm smelling it a little bit, and it's sort of half tropical, half smells of when one of my kids is sick in a bucket. So that's a bad sign. So that's what I've got. Ed, how's that Gus treating you? He's mooched off a bit.
I've just muted him. I don't want to hear his his snotting. And
what about you there, Simon? What's that that track and American Friends looking like?
You can put me back on mute, Simon, until I've got rid of the person behind me deliberately coughing.
So yeah, this track beer is it's ridiculous, to be honest. It's my beer of the year so far. For sure.
Yeah.
Tastes like anything you would have in America. You know, it's, it's got Citra Cryo and Strata hops. Like Strata is one that, the only time I've ever seen it used before is Equilibrium. And they use it in their triple IPAs, or they have done in the past anyway. And it's a 10%er. Super kind of creamy, yogurty.
Yeah.
There's like no aroma on it though. It's really strange.
It looks the business.
It's like it's giving nothing away, but it's so so smooth, and you would never think it was, I mean, it's a cliche to say, but you'd never think it was a 10%er.
Yeah, but that's exactly
what I've had now.
That's exactly what you want, right? I've got to put in my customary mention of other half when you mentioned Strata there, because I've had a couple of dual hops, that dual hop series with the nice sort of vertical stripes in it. I've had a few Strata there. They've been excellent, really good. Yeah. I've got to say that this, I'm drinking it, in my opinion, not as bad as the Hop City.
Wow, really?
You know, it's certainly not as good as Chubbles by any stretch. They've subbed out, if I remember rightly, Chubbles has got, is it Enigma in it, along with Citra and Mosaic?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe Eldorado or something. I've not got my notes in front of me, but yeah, they subbed it out to Citra and Galaxy with Sabro.
So it should be amazing then, really.
It's not amazing by any stretch, but it's all right. It's okay. I wouldn't, like I did with the Hop City, which went down the sink after half a glass.
See, I had that.
I'll drink that. I'll finish that.
Yeah. When we went up to North in Leeds, we went to Northern Monk beforehand. I had a glass of that Hop City, and I thought it was all right. But it was.
I thought it was all right there. Yeah, I thought it was all right there.
It was a little bit clear, a little bit West Coast, a little bit sweet. But yeah, well, it wasn't one of their best.
I find too many of their beers of late, their IPAs anyway. I find them they're too sweet, they're too syrupy, yeah. They're too thin.
They are.
It's that sugariness of them. I just don't get on with them.
That's it. They're just chucking too much dextrose in.
You know, when I think about some of their beers from 2018, stunning, like Infinity Vortex, but that wasn't the only one. There were loads of them, and they were great.
Yeah, I used to do so many good beers.
So I'm hoping that we'll see a return.
Me too.
Yeah. How's that Gus treating you, Ed?
Well, it's gone more verdanty. First of all, I should probably apologise. My lovely wife, girlfriend type character thought it'd be very funny to stand behind me and cough a lot because, you know, coronavirus and all that. Happily, she didn't bring a massive fake penis and things and start putting into the webcam, and she promised she would. So, you know, happy days on that. But back to the Gus. Yeah, it's gone much more verdanty. The first little taste of this when it arrived in the post was much, much softer. And it didn't really have that normal custardy, melony, vegetal twang. Mm. And it's got it. It's really...
has now.
Yeah, it's back to the green container, blue container, whatever colour it was. I went there twice, I should know.
You like that flavour though, yeah?
I love it.
Yeah, because one thing that we've got to mention, of course, is that this batch of Gus is one of the first cans out of the new brewery, which is still, I believe, in Falmouth, but it's further out. It's a lot bigger. And, you know, when brewery extends and expands, you know, they need to deal with different ratios, et cetera, they got a new kit to deal with. And I think it's taken a bit of time to get these cans out. I was very interested to see whether that would taste the same and be the same as it was. I remember when Treehouse moved and there was everyone up in arms that it wasn't the same as the old Treehouse, et cetera. But you're saying, Ed, that it might as well have been from the blue container, yeah?
It might have a slightly fresher front end, but it's definitely got the verdant custody back end. So it's there. It's still verdant. It's still custard. It's still got notes of onion.
Yeah.
I still people really, love really love it.
Yeah, people love it. Mm. But yeah, one thing actually, talking about expanding, there was like one bit of, like it was a revelation during our last episode while we were at North, which I didn't realise at the time because we were a little bit hammered, but North said that they're expanding too. Yes. So they're having a new place built at the moment, I think. So yeah, should be getting a lot more from North.
I think they've got three different sites and they're putting everything together into one large unit, which will be be great, and fair play to them. I mean, one of the things we want to mention as well, while we do this on a weekly basis, we're going to try and bring in some folk from different breweries each week as we as we get into the swing of this. This is very much a trial episode. Try and get pressure drop on next week's show, I think.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. Get Hoppins as well, do you think?
Sure, yeah.
Well,
yeah, they go hand in hand.
We couldn't have
her. Exactly. Yeah. She gave me abuse on Insta a few days ago for calling her Miss Pressure Drop, and I think she clearly is. So, you know.
There seems to be a lot of love there, Ed. There did.
a lot of Pressure Drop Hoppins love, indeed.
So, Matt, who can't be with us, as I said earlier, calls this the tipper. He has trademarked that phrase. Now, so Simon, in terms of that track that you're drinking there, we've got a Wylam triple coming out next week.
Yeah, I've got it on pre-order.
We've got the North triple hop, Premier hop triple out the week after. So
it's gonna be the best, isn't it?
That looks as though that is setting down the marker, though. I've got to say as well, you know, let's not disregard Chubble and the Cloudwater birthday tipper as well. Chubble, they were both great, I thought.
Chubbles was incredible. That was one of my definitely in the top five so far this year, and especially as a triple IPA as well.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong. I mean, Chubbles itself was great. Chubbles was amazing.
So good. So this, talk us a little bit more. What's in that again? Sorry.
It's Citra, Cryo Citra, and Strata. In fact, this is like a perfect beer for me because it's triple IPA, it's Track, it's Green Cheek, and Highland Park, who I was just like raving about from friends and family. They were like my breweries of the festival all come together to make one perfect beer, and it is perfect. It's really great. Really love it. I got one more can left as well. So
fantastic. Very good. Did you order any of the other Track ones as well?
Yeah, I had the I've gone through them all already. I ordered that's what happens when you're at home a lot. I got the Half Dome, which we had on an episode once before, I think, which is their 5.5% pale ale.
That's really good. That's the purpley at the bottom and the orange.
Yeah, out of can. That's right. Yeah, and I got some Sonoma as well, which is it's amazing.
Excellent. Yeah. That, the Voodoo Imperial Goes looks great. The raspberry and coconut.
Yeah. I didn't get that for some reason, but I picked up the language barrier as well, which I was thinking, great.
Have you got language barrier now?
Yeah, I've got one can. So.
Had you had it before?
No, I had a sip of it at friends and family, and good enough to get a can.
Superb. Now, talking about stouts, I was lucky enough to get a can of that Cloudwater, my continuous improvement, which I hear is fantastic. Now, I might save that one. I'll have that on next week's show because I hear that's great. Have you heard good things about that one, Ed? That's that sort of very cakey Cloudwater. It was a very small batch in can Imperial Stout. It's meant to be superb. I've not heard a single bad review about it.
Yeah, it's pretty hype, isn't it? I really, it's another thing I've missed out on. I've just been, as I'm sure you all know, I just kind of left everything craft beer for a few months because I was just, it just kind of started to annoy me. And I just went completely Belgium. I thought there's no way I'm drinking any juice. I'm not importing anything from the US, etc. And one of the things that sort of filtered through towards the end, and I'm still coming to the end of my detachment from it, was this particular beer. And it really does sound fabulous and made me want to sort of remove myself from the Belgian-only ethos I've been living with. Mm.
I mean, you love Verdant, right? So to see him back in Cannes, I guess you just needed to jump straight in. And with a decent batch of Daya coming out weekly now, then things are looking up for you, Ed.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. There's some nice UK juice coming on. I'm still, I can vividly remember when I put on Insta and I was drinking some kind of quite whaley other half can. This is good, but it's not as good as a UK brew. And Neil put, trade me that for some UK stuff. And I put not on your nelly, obviously, cause cost.
That's where I first heard of you, actually, Ed, because me and Matt were down to do another half trade for some day, and then you nipped in at the last minute and came and took it from under our noses. And then when you posted up, it's not as good as UK stuff. I was like, right, I'll trade you then.
Fair play. Well, I'm sorry about that, obviously, but this is the time of putting my money where my mouth is. So I'm no US for a good few months. Well, neither's anyone else either, to be honest. But, the idea is to just really just focus on the European beers for me. And that cloud water you're talking about was one of those ones I really wish I hadn't have missed out on.
Mm-hmm. Changing hands at 20 quid a can, I've heard.
Yeah, and it doesn't surprise me. I've heard nothing but great things, and I'm quite happy to have this US hiatus, to be honest with you, to go and pick up on, catch up on things that I wouldn't necessarily get. That Polly's, for example, I was really impressed by that. Enjoyed it. So it was great.
And these Wylums are going to be great that are coming out. There's a triple and there's a double with Finback. And maybe the single was with Finback, but
the doubles with Finback, and then there's a single as well.
Yeah.
So those three are going to be great. They're out next week, aren't they?
Yeah, that's it. I'm coming on Tuesday, I think. So yeah, maybe that'll be on the next episode.
Listening to these last two episodes, one of the really cool things to come out of them was your newfound love for Finback.
Yeah,
and I'm really pleased you've all got that, because I've always actually rated EQ and Finback higher than a certain other Brooklyn-based brewery. So I'm really pleased you've now got the love.
Yeah, I love Finback. Yeah, isn't that great? But Neil, yeah, you've really come into them now.
I have, and I can't wait to get that that Wylam one. I really can't. I think that's going to be the business.
It is.
I really do. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the triple the most, but that collab straight on the back of. I've seen now, because I was speaking to North yesterday, actually. He sent me a picture through of what our triple was looking like out of the tank.
Looking good.
Super bright yellow.
Ooh.
Seb was saying it tasted like pineapple juice. He's really impressed by it. With that, what you're drinking there, and this Wylam next week, I think that those three could be absolutely fantastic, right?
Yeah,
absolutely fantastic. I want Daya to do a triple. I really want Daya to do a triple.
They've never done one.
And I would love Verdant to do a triple as well. I can't believe that neither of them have yet.
Nah, same. Yeah. Well, Daya have got to do it.
Oh, they've got to. They've just got to. I have to get Theo on here and have a chat with him about it.
Yeah, be good.
About why, what he can't be worried about that. Right, so we're at, 24 minutes? So we haven't got very much longer left on this before our Zoom time runs out. So I would say, right, that this subble, I'm hardly gulping it down, but...
It's all right.
It's all right. Yeah, on my scores where I do often get get slated a little bit, especially by Matt. He's not on here for being a little bit generous. So I would probably say it's somewhere in the 3.8 or 3.7. So
hang on a sec.
Back after the break, as you left us, I was drinking Subbles. Here it is. And Yeah, I've got to say that I'm disappointed with it when compared to Chubbles.
Mm. What are the sort of tasting notes for it?
Well, put it this way, though, I'm happier than I thought I was going to be with it. Although, look, if I hadn't read any reviews, I'd be disappointed with this. But having read all the reviews, I'm thanking God I'm not reaching over to the sink over there. So, to be honest with you, nothing sort of really sort of sticks out. I'm not going to say, oh, man, that's massive. That tastes like key lime pie, or I'm getting a big minty taste, or, you know, it's like a coconut fest. Nothing like that. It's just,
it looks very sort of marmalade-y.
Yeah. It's all a bit nondescript and uninspiring in the flavour, but it's drinkable, though.
Landlord's best.
So what, Ed?
Landlord's best.
Kind of looks like it.
Where did this unicorn come from?
Oh, she's a feisty pet, look.
Right. We were only going to have one beer, but I'm going to open this one, which is the West Coast. Have you seen that in reverse?
Well, no, I'm seeing that as though I can read it. Great. That's West Coast.
Yeah, it's North.
It's Daya.
This is probably my favourite of the can art from Refold. I think it's absolutely lovely. It's like a...
It's actually pretty cool, sorry, actually. Fair like, play. Like you know, I obviously it. Just drink it, but...
Right, I'm going to open it anyway.
I've not had that one yet. I'm quite interested. I'll tell you what I've got for this second part of the show. I've got this from Salam out of Finland. This is Beach Leech. It is
out of Finland.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that from?
It's a Citra Mosaic 3% micro IPA. I won it in a giveaway on Instagram. Shout out to Optimus Prime 666 because I won it off him. I mean, look at this. That's a lot of body. That's a decent looking colour at 3%. Right?
Yeah,
that is looking good. I'll taste that in a minute. I'll just let that sort of get to room temperature. There's the red. There's the red.
West Coast Red Ale, which it looks like a red ale, and I think it smells like a red ale. It's got that kind of copper, like pennies, kind of smell.
Red ales. We talked about this before in terms of the what got you into craft beer.
Yeah,
you know, I've said before, there was a place so. I'd go over to Philly on business. There's a place over the road called Cooperage's, which is no longer there, on Walnut Street in Philadelphia. And red ales, one of the things that got me into the whole craft beer thing.
I've
got a whole lot of time for them. I love that can art. I've not cracked mine yet. I'll probably have mine tomorrow while cooking Sunday lunch.
Yeah, it's definitely a Sunday lunch beer. Like the red ale... Like you say, they were sort of, I wouldn't say they were all the rage, but they were popular probably 4 years ago, something like that.
5 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, yep. And this one's a really nice, it's a really nice one. Yeah, it's very malty, got the rye. Yeah, it's like obviously it's not that hoppy, but it's kind of clear. It's nice. It's like almost like a beer done right.
You got any experiences on red ales?
Ed? Yeah, absolutely. I was just thinking at the same time, and I just poured myself a bit more there. It went a bit whoop, so I had to just sort of save everything there.
Which one is that, Ed?
Sorry?
Is that the Something Good 3?
No, it's the Something Good 3, yeah. It is the Something Good 3.
Oh, I didn't get that one.
That's Simcoe and Amarillo, isn't it, that one?
I might just have a spare. Yeah, it is, yeah, and it's all cryo as well, so...
I'll pop around, leave it on your doorstep.
I'll put it in the shed, but yeah.
I'll wear the hazmat suit.
I got six of them, and I've kind of sort of been a go-to on them, and yeah. I've just been drinking them.
You can't go wrong. That says that one's a little bit thinner than a normal beer. Is that fair?
Yeah.
All the Something Goods are very undayer, I would say, but in a nice way, in a kind of way that they're expanding a little bit from there, from the norm.
It's fresh.
Yeah.
It's very, very US. It's another bit of genius. I mean, it really is a great beer. And I can see why it's got the stupidly high untapped score it has, because it's sublime.
Yeah.
Ryan, what sort of score are we talking about, Ed?
Ooh. I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
And bearing in mind my scores, you know, that's kind of treehouse territory. That's kind of about the half territory.
What's the highest IPA you've given? What's the highest score you've given to an IPA, should I say?
It wouldn't be any higher than a 9.
Mm.
I remember the 10 that you gave for the Lervig barrel aged 3-bean stout. I remember a 10 for that.
There was a 10. Oh. I've given a 10 for Trappist Rochefort, because I think that's one of the best beers ever made, and you just cannot improve on that for the style. Mm. And I've given a 10 for something else, but there's been very few and far between.
Mm.
I nearly picked a bottle of Mills up the other day that I actually thought I might drink rather than trade.
Trade. You know, yeah. You trade it though.
Yeah. I've got a couple of bottles of Mills in my drawer for drinking, and
sure you have.
Yeah, they're good things. So just pick them up, whatever. I'm sure I can always buy them off you for Dale.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, quite. So I'm gonna finish this up, but talking about these guys, right, these Salam guys, I had last weekend bourbon barrel-aged brown ale with vanilla from them. That was part of the £6 that I won. And I've got to be honest, right, I haven't had a brown ale since Nuki Brown back in uni days. It's been a long time.
Yeah, I can't remember the last one.
I thought
you've had more, Simon, because you had the, you know, the Weiland box. He did a big old...
Yeah. I'm all right.
And there was a 10%er in one of those.
Yeah, I'm okay with brown ale.
I'm okay with brown ale. It's just I haven't had one for ages. What was what's the Weiland one?
There was a box of collabs. Can't remember what it was. And there was a 10%er in the box.
Yeah.
And it was probably Weiland X something. I don't know who it was, but it was an interesting beer.
That's it. We need all these We need these Imperial Best Bitters to come out. Get a collaboration with Harvey's for an Imperial Best Bitter.
Did either of you buy that Boxcar by and Mills collab? That was a Best Bitter, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
No. So tempted. Because, I mean, let's face it, I mean, Boxcar, he is an absolute genius. Yeah. And Mills, again, absolute genius. Not so keen on Mills' darker beers. Which is what put me off, but I didn't get it. But I bet it was a good one.
Tell you what I've seen that today was, is it Panoma?
Panoma Island.
They're doing a Sriracha Ace IPA, which I'm all over. I'm all over that.
Like a tramp on chips.
And you're going to have to drink that on the show. I've never had a Pomona Island. I've got one in the fridge. I've got the dipper in the fridge that's got the brownie label with the. Yeah. It's got Sabro in it.
That's it. I want to get a load of their beers because they look really good. But yeah, bringing back the Sriracha, which is
Man, the last Sriracha one I had was that gun. Sriracha. Jeez.
See, I was a massive fan of the Weird Beard used to do loads of Sriracha beers. They used to do the Sriracha Face Plant and the Defacer, which was like an 11% massive bottle, just Sriracha Ace. And I used to love that. So, yeah.
I'm with you, Si. And the Brooklyn brewery Sriracha Ace was awesome.
Yeah.
That was a saison-y kind of beer, and that was one of those sort of early craft beer loves for me.
That's it. Yeah, well, yeah, Sabro is the new Sriracha Ace. It's very similar, but a Sriracha Ace, like, if you don't like Sabro, you're going to absolutely hate Sriracha Ace.
Yeah, but then again, Sabro just seems like a bit of a weak, a bit of a crap alternative.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, people don't like it. Well, wait until you have the Sriracha Ace.
And interestingly, from what Seb from North was saying in one of your last episodes, which I missed, which obviously I'm gutted about.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was sort of saying no more than 20% of that Sabro. And I reckon Sriracha Ace is even more divisive.
Oh, totally.
It's definitely because it's the cheesy hop, as we talked about before. I mean, I think if you can moderate it and use it as a background, it may well work. But I've only ever had it where it's been front and center on a single, and it's been like, ooh.
Yeah, too much. It's very sort of like lemongrass and really like very herbal, you know. Mm. And it overtakes everything else in the beer.
That's what I like, though. I like that sort of almost Thai spice it has.
Yeah, it is very Thai. Yeah, yeah. I think it's from Japan anyway, but it's definitely got that sort of kind of Eastern, Asian stuff, like, deal going on.
This beer tastes like Earl Grey tea. I shit you not.
In a good way.
I don't know. Bear in mind, I didn't even take a glass of water in between finishing the stubbles and getting into this.
It looks,
you know, Earl Grey tea, a bit lemony and a little bit dry.
Like the Yeasty Boys one from a few years back, because they did an Earl Grey IPA,
I remember that. Yeah,
that was all right.
I was all right. This is a bit like that. I mean, it's packing a punch at 3%. I mean, I'll give them that. Do I really like it? Not really. No, to be fair. I tell you what I do. Like, I love the can art.
The can art's awesome.
The can art's awesome. And 3%, though, I don't know if Finland's anything like Sweden, but they've got the weird sort of alcohol buying laws. Yeah. So you might find that is a beer you could actually buy in your local shop rather than having to bugger off to one of their random shops. So, that might be quite a cool thing to get.
Yeah, you're right, because they do have those rules. I've got to say that bourbon barrel-aged brown ale that I talked about earlier was an 11%. Bit of a bruiser, that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I won. So this, a micro IPA. Sort of a 5-6% IPA, double IPA, so that's 3, brown ale 4, and then a black IPA 5, and a white stout.
White stout's nice.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had a white stout.
I've had a couple, and they're, I can't really remember them, to be honest, but...
Oh no, we had a white stout when we did that Australia, New Zealand.
Maybe.
There was one on there, I think.
They usually taste like a stout but look like an IPA.
Yeah.
Mm. They're not something I normally go for, white stouts. I had a brew dog and another one and it just tasted wrong.
Yeah, I think Wiper and True did one once, which was all right, but yeah, it's a strange one.
I'm a big Wiper and True fan since they were the people who really got me into craft beer.
Yeah, I love Wiper and True.
Yeah, that white stout they did, I think, was one of the very... I've done under 10 drain pours in my life, and that was one of them.
See, it is what it is. I'll tell you what else I find bizarre is that... Well, now that everyone's in lockdown, I know people are worried about their brand, etc., but the amount of folk that are going online. So I drove to get pizza. It's like treat day, right? So I drove to get pizza, and I was I had Anthony from Other Half talking with a number of folk on live on Instagram whilst I was driving down there. When we finished this, to come back for part two, I was watching Questlove from The Roots, DJing and talking to people whilst he was doing it. Everyone's getting on this social, right?
Yeah, I love it.
Everyone, you know, people are just like reaching out like they've never done before. It's
Yeah, I mean, PE with Joe Wicks, hey? The kids exactly, keeping the kids entertained. And
set the kids do it every morning.
Yeah, you've got to say fair play to that guy. He's a legend.
Yeah.
Superb what he does. And we've got to get a respect sort of chink of the glasses for the NHS while we're here as well. Anyone? The NHS? Cheers and thank you.
Cheers.
I do find those Thursday nights out on the doorstep, clapping and cheering. That's quite emotional, that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad times for the guys. I mean, they're the First World War guys going over the trenches. And
it's terrible. And I've got to say that I just think, how long is this going to go on for? You know, my view is that, you know, we're going to get a period of time and then we'll be able to go back to work. And, you know, as in back in the office and stuff. But I think that there could well be yet another cycle of everyone working back at home again.
Yeah.
How long are the borders going to be closed for as well? So there's going to be no travel. It's going to be interesting. So, you know, you could have to put up with this weekly chat-a-thon for some time.
I think it's worth it.
Well, let's hope not, because I'm skint. So,
yeah. I don't know, I'm saving so much money on commuting that I'm kind of liking it.
Yeah, I mean, for you two guys, it's great. But, you know, for the self-employed company owner, I'm getting nothing. So it's not a great thing. And for somebody that travels for a living, it's very bad news. So I think everyone needs to remember all aspects of society.
No, absolutely. Right. You're not wrong. So many people that I've spoken to have gone on furlough and stuff like that. And, you know, being on furlough for a short period of time, but you have to worry about what happens at the back of that as well.
Yeah, totally.
So let's hope that this doesn't go on for too long. So some of the things I've liked whilst we're on lockdown are these questionnaires that are flying around. Ed, I have to say that I did like yours earlier. Most visited tap room. Jay Wakefield, Miami. I did like that.
I've actually been there six times, and that's the most visited tap room I've ever been to. Because I until the boat got smashed up from a storm, I had to visit Miami once a year. And that was for 3 years, and I was there for three nights. And nine times I've been there. And I've been there nine times every night, six because it was two nights. And every time I was in Miami, and that's the most visited,
And I reckon I've been there maybe five or six times. And the first time that you and I ever met was Darley in Jake Wakefield in Miami as well, right?
And that was a cracker of a night. We should have gone even harder.
That was a great night. In fact, they had a brown ale, didn't they?
And that was good. Your buddy liked it, the big fella, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That guy's trimmed right down. But anyway, that's only relevant to you and me. So we won't even go there. But he did love that brown ale. Fantastic. And one of the things that I've seen that no one's going to say I'd prefer it this way than it was before, but these breweries that are now where you used to have to queue up and now they're going to deliver them to your door. Monkish home delivery.
Imagine.
Cantillon are doing delivery to...
That's amazing.
Cantillon are doing delivery to neighbourhoods in Belgium of stuff that would sell for about $200 on secondary. It's absolutely bonkers.
Are you tapping up anyone that you know over there, Ed?
I'd love to. Unfortunately, whilst I've got a lot of friends in surrounding areas, I don't have anyone who lives in the postcodes within Brussels. And like I said, I've just tried to switch myself off to the hype a little bit. So I've just sort of gone, you know, I'm not going to get it. I've got plenty of beer. It's good beer. Forget about it.
Yeah, maybe we can get Burning Sky deliveries.
We can.
Burning Sky, like the milkman.
We can. It goes via Matt. He's got loads of it. But
hey, well, now we've got you back on the show, Ed, then maybe we will get to do that Burning Sky episode sooner rather than later.
Yeah, definitely.
Who knows? Well,
let's hope so. So I was thinking of it tonight. Because, as I said, my first beer of tonight was the Fork collab from Burning Sky, which was before we switched on. And I've actually got the first one of those from 2017, and I was thinking a parallel would be a great start to an episode, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think we should do that. Let's do it.
I think we've got to do it at some stage, right?
Yeah, I nearly put in a Burning Sky order today, actually. Yeah.
Mm. I think the thing is, with this format, having... Hopefully, we'll be the four of us next time with Matt, each of us drinking a different beer, because it's just quite nice in a shortened format to get an experience of a few different ones. Yeah?
Yeah.
In terms of, so, Ed, on the day, how does that compare to, I'm assuming you've drunk some steady and you've had into the haze of late?
No, I've not had either steady or into the haze because don't hate me, but I don't really rate them that much.
I think. What? Yeah. I had into the haze recently, and it's still a desert island beer. Mike, one I want to pick up next.
I don't really do. I think they're absolutely incredible, and anything that are dippers and over about 6% glue, etc., I love, but the lower ABVs, I just don't think quite do it for me.
Yeah, I get that.
No, fair enough. Well, look, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, because I've had enough of that micro IPA, as Earl Grey as it was. So when I just step away, you can just see the wall that is the backdrop to many of my Instagram photos since I've got my kitchen done. So I'll leave you with that. And I'm going to go and get the people through.
Can we all go for a toilet break?
Maybe. I'm going to bed pretty soon.
I know, right. This is where we normally play the music.
Yeah,
not editing. I'm really in the toilet.
Let me know if I'm on the liquor.
Maybe we should do a karaoke. get around the copyright law.
One would hope not. Well, there can't be copyright law on it because I'm guessing Niels might owns it, and I'm sure they wouldn't mind.
No.
So yeah.
Right.
Oh, crumbs.
We've got 20. No, we got 15 minutes left.
Here
we've got
14 minutes left.
What you got?
Well, I had the mango one last. Yeah, so that's good. So last night, we had like 15 of us on a WebEx at a 5 o'clock post drinks after work, where I was the only person not drinking either a Stella or a G&T, so I've got this mango TFG.
It's so good. It's so good.
Lighting up the screen. It's like, what the hell is that?
It's crazy. It's so good. The mango one is amazing.
I had the, what the hell is a gold?
Is that the raspberry one you've got there?
I've got the mango, raspberry and blueberry one.
Yeah, I've got one of those in my fridge. I think I might have it next, but it is 11:15.
It's.
We could do a single drink.
I think the thing is, right, you can't beat these things.
That's the one I had on cask in Leeds. And I've never tasted anything so like amazing. It's on cask, it's incredible.
Oh, that's where we went to that Indian restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Restaurant what was it so, called? What it was called?
Was it Bundabust?
Hey.
Yeah, they had it on cask and it was absolutely incredible. It comes to life on cask, which like no other beer normally does, but
beautiful. That was a great place that was, wasn't it? The food was amazing, lovely.
Yeah, all vegetarian as well, great. Right, I need the toilet really badly, so do you want to fill in for 2 minutes?
We'll see if we can edit that out.
No, right? We can edit lots of it, don't worry.
Yeah, guys, hopefully Matt will sign on in a second. I was just quickly messaging because I could see he is looking at our messages on Instagram.
Yeah, this 40 minutes is going to take me like an hour and a half.
So Ed, as a listener on those North episodes, what did you think?
I'm in all honesty, because the traffic was negligible today while I was listening to them, I'm only halfway through episode 2. Episode 1 comes across really well. Sarah from North comes across awesomely. Seb, Christ, we need that guy on more episodes. If we can get him again on any episodes, it'd be awesome, because I mean, Christ, his knowledge is really good, but yet he doesn't come across boringly, so that's good. The two Northerners,
Ryan and Mark,
as ever, are fantastic, and again, you know, hey, we can include them on any of these episodes whilst we're doing that. And we should, of course, we should limit these to maybe 6 people, because otherwise it would become tedious. But yeah, they came across well. You know, more good stuff. Sorry I wasn't a part of it.
Yeah, it's a shame that you weren't there. Everyone wanted you to be there, you know. It was great to do. It was so great to do. And the first episode, I thought went really well. Second episode, I've made it sort of only halfway through myself, because you know I'd always listen to it when I'm driving, and I'm not driving, so obviously a bit more boozed up, very much like the normal triple hops when we record them 2 in a row, where the first one is normally rather articulate and the second one's a boozed up, I'm not going to call it a mess, but it's unstructured for sure. So yeah, it's a bit like that.
I'd be interested to listen to the end of it, because one thing that's trying, most of our triple hop episodes, and it's the second one, you sort of get to towards the end of the second episode, and we've kind of got to that point where you go, yeah, I'm really drunk, but I need to behave not so drunk. Whereas at the beginning of the second episode, you were at that point. So there's a whole nother level to come.
There's a whole hour to go, quite. The thing is, the quality of the beer that we were drinking on there was insane, right? It was insane.
You were going for like 17%ers in 750s. Yeah. And there was a lot of you, but I mean, there were some big numbers.
Absolutely. And one of the things, you know, because I had 2 bottles of Bananiversary. One of them I took there, one of them I had to myself. And I've got to say that sometimes those big stouts that are adjunct heavy, for me, are better when they're not barrel aged, because the pastry stouts with the adjuncts, you know, the minute that the barrel presence comes into play, that can often override it. So, you know, for me, that Bananiversary, no barrel, just pure banana, coconut, and macadamia nut, I thought was just lovely. So good.
It's like adjunct stouts, isn't it?
Liqueur. It was delicious.
Adjunct stouts, Neil. I mean, you can't always barrel age adjunct stouts, because it fucks the adjuncts up.
It does. I had another banana beer last night, actually. I had a one from the brewery. It was called, hang on, just let me, well, it's got streets on the end, I know that much. Bear with me. Fill in empty space here as I scroll. It was called Royal Street Sweets. which was an imperial stout with banana, vanilla, and cinnamon. 9%. It cost me a whopping 20 quid.
Wow,
on
really?
On the Cloudwater site.
I did wonder if you got that one.
Well, I wanted my continuous improvement so bloody bad, I thought, I've got to try a Subbles. Yeah. I want the free postage at 35. What am I going to do? I'm either going to pad it out with some core beers, or I might as well bloody go all out and get a banana stout Californian import. So that's what I did.
Nice. And
it was, so I think it was better than the banana bread one we had on the show.
Really?
Up in Leeds. But it was super sweet, man. I was like, by the end of it, I was thinking, this cost me 20 quid. I am not going to pour this. I'm seeing that. Bloody hell.
No.
You look great on the phone. Can you see? You probably can't see that.
No, I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah, so I watch my Instagram. So
I would not, I would not pour that. That's
beautiful to photograph. But
even if I didn't finish it, I'd have it for breakfast the next morning.
Yeah. So we're on the same thing now, right?
Yeah, we're on the same one, which is the mango, raspberry, blueberry. Actually,
if I was to say hashtag sink drink, would that be bad?
Whatever.
You could say hashtag sink drink, yes, absolutely.
But yeah, we're sink drinking it. And I've got to say, I think this might be my favourite of the gozes, of the triple fruit gozes.
So good. I said it when we were up in Leeds, I'd prefer them with the red berries.
Yeah, I've had this one so many times now.
So damn good. Have you got a favourite, Ed, of these triple fruity gozes?
Yes, and as you said in the last few episodes, it's one of the ones with berries in it.
Yeah.
But I don't know which one it was. It's a very early one, possibly one of the first or second ones they released.
I think it might be this one, you know.
It was, well, the can art looked very similar, I must say.
This is a
Without being vain, because I'm trying. Well, yeah, actually, the cat. No, it's that one. That one.
Yeah,
it is that one. Yeah,
yeah.
The Pokemon. That was the Pokemon can.
That's the one.
That's it. Like the there was that Java one. That's the only one I didn't get on with. Actually, the Java and white peach, was it? And we had it.
Guava and white peach.
Yeah, and guava, yeah. Everyone really rated that. That's the only one I didn't really get on with, but they're just incredible. Oh, and that mango one is easily one of the top three.
Definitely. So, like mango pulp. Salty, yeah. Mango. Pulp.
It's mango juice with a little bit of salt. That's what it is.
Fantastic. Fantastic stuff. Brilliant. So, yeah. So, let's have a look forward to next week, right? So, next weekend is Easter Sunday. And we've got to be thinking about what we're going to be bringing on the show. So, the Wylam beers are out next week.
I'm getting the Wylam next week. So, I'll definitely have a Wylam of some description.
Okay. Should we try and round this episode up a little bit?
Yeah, we've got four.
That's where I'm coming from, Ed. I'm just going to think about what we're bringing along next week.
Okay, we're done recording.
No, we've got 4 minutes.
We're going to wrap it up now. We're wrapping it up.
Okay, I was like more thinking like, let's wrap it up for an edit, and then we can discuss what we're going to bring to the next episode.
Yeah, okay. That's fair enough. Well, everyone, well, thank you. Well, maybe. Everyone, thank you for tuning in. We're going to try and do this on a weekly basis. It's just, I'm enjoying it just to see my friends, and I'm hoping that you've enjoyed listening to it as well. We're going to put these up on YouTube, right, Simon?
Hopefully, yeah. Yeah. I think we should.
You get to see us in all of our glory as well. And as I said, we're going to try and get some special guests on as well. So if there's anyone that you'd really like us to try and get on the show, if you've got any feedback for us, please drop us an email at triplehoppodcast@gmail.com. Or, of course, just drop us a note direct on Instagram. Well, thank you very much for listening / watching.
Thank you.
And join us again next time. We're going to try and get these up every Sunday night, ready for Monday morning. So thank you and cheers.
And thank you very much. Also, just to add to that, hopefully we're going to add some more stuff to the website. So get on triplehopped.com. Hopefully we'll be adding some a few articles and stuff like that. Now we're all sort of on lockdown, we've got a bit more time. Yeah, so check that out.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cheers all. Bye-bye.
Bye.